Pendengar, telah timbul pertanyaan mengenai komitmen Israel terhadap perdamaian dunia di tengah kekerasan yang melanda daerah regional itu dan ketegangan yang berkelanjutan tentang aktivitas Israel di daerah permukiman. Sekjen PBB Ban Ki-moon telah mengeluarkan pertanyaan itu kepada Israel dalam rapat Dewan Keamanan baru-baru ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Permintaan Ban Ki-moon sangat sederhana, yaitu agar Israel dan Palestina mencoba lebih keras lagi untuk mencapai perdamaian yang berkelanjutan.
Some say the two sides are entrenched in their respective positions. I say that we must not succumb to passivity, resignation or hopelessness, that the comprehensive resolution of the conflict is not achievable.
Sekjen PBB telah mengeluarkan kata-kata yang keras kepada kedua belah pihak dan menyatakan bahwa kedua pihak melakukan tindakan provokasi terhadap satu sama lain. Tindakan-tindakan itu termasuk usaha Israel memperluas permukiman Yahudi di daerah persengketaan di tepi barat.
Continued settlement activities are an affront to the Palestinian people and to the international community. They rightly raise fundamental questions about Israel's commitment to a two-state solution. These provocative acts are bound to increase the growth of settler populations, further heighten tensions, and undermine any prospects for a political road ahead.
Wakil dari Palestina di PBB, Riyad Mansour, menambahkan bahwa kampanye Israel di daerah permukiman adalah kendala utama dalam pembicaraan perdamaian.
We are all aware that the Israeli settlement enterprise in all its manifestation is the most formidable obstacle to the peace we seek. Therefore, it has to be removed from its path if we seriously want to open doors for a meaningful process.
Sejak bulan Oktober tahun 2015, kekerasan antara Palestina dan Israel semakin meningkat. Lebih dari 150 orang warga Palestina dan 25 orang warga Israel tewas akibat penusukan, penembakan, dan penembakan dari mobil yang berjalan. Duta Besar Israel untuk PBB menepis respon dari Dewan Keamanan tentang meningkatnya insiden yang agresif.
Not once were the lives of Israelis murdered by terrorists recognized by the Council. No condemnation, no expression of solidarity, not even a statement of concern. The facts don't lie. The Security Council has been hypocritical when it comes to Israel.
Ia menyalahkan kegagalan pembicaraan perdamaian pada bulan April 2014 adalah akibat ulah pihak Palestina.
Every difficult journey begins with a single step. Sitting down and talking is the first step to peace. But the Palestinians refuse to come to the table.
Pernyataan Ban Ki-moon juga membuat marah Perdana Menteri Israel Benjamin Netanyahu yang menuduh Ban Ki-moon telah membesar-besarkan ketegangan situasi di sana dan hal itu sangat berbahaya.
The words of the Secretary General only bolster terrorism. There is no justification for terrorism, period. The Palestinian murderers do not want to build a state. They want to destroy a state, and they declare publicly. They want to murder Jews wherever they are, and they say so publicly. They are not killing for the cause of peace. They are not killing to aid human rights. The UN has long ago lost its neutrality and its moral powers, and these words by the Secretary General do not improve the situation.